excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.
It's not about what you've done, it's about what you're doing. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been.
Hi, welcome to Get You Fit Radio with your host, Irene Cook, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. Well, 4th of July is right around the corner, and not only 4th of July, but any party or social get-together might lead you wondering, what should I do and how do I stay on track with my healthy lifestyle when I'm faced with all of these temptations? Well, certainly this year, I'm thrilled, as many of you are, that we are going to be able to get out and socialize once again. But we are now going to be faced with the temptation. And since it's been a while, since many of us have been to parties and have been to get-togethers, the urge to overindulge might be there and might cause havoc on all of the progress that you've made. So let's talk about how to reduce the chances of overindulging at a party. And I want to talk about the facts. I want to talk about how damaging one social get-together could actually be, because we are very mindless about it, because we're socializing and that serves as an extreme distraction. If there's alcohol involved, that also inhibits our thought process and causes our behaviors to become off track, thus producing more behaviors of overindulging. Nobody likes to face the scale on Monday morning, especially when they don't realize what they've done wrong. So, 10 healthy eating tips for social get-togethers. My biggest one, and this one I've talked about for years and years, is never arrive hungry. This is a big mistake that we all make. We think that we're going to save ourselves calories by, going to the party on a relatively empty stomach. We think that, having a light eating day going into the get-together is a smart choice, because we figure, well, if I get X amount of calories in my day, I'm going to save them all for the get-together. I can't stress enough how damaging that is. What happens when you do this is exactly the opposite. In fact, it's such a counterproductive thing. Saving calories for later means that you're going to feel overly hungry. This is going to cause your brain to release hunger hormones. So when you haven't had food, these hormones are released as soon as you smell food. Saliva starts distributing down to your stomach, and the hormones will start releasing. By the time the food is served, you are far, far too hungry and far more likely to overeat. This has happened to all of us. And if you have the mindset, furthermore, that you've created by telling yourself that it's okay to eat extra, because you've not eaten all day or you've eaten little all day, you're going to overindulge. So instead, this is my suggestion: eat a normal breakfast. Treat the day as a normal day. Have your breakfast and then actually have a small snack right before you go to the party. Or if it's a dinner get together, you're going out to dinner, have a small snack before you go. And then a nice tall glass of water. This is going to obviously help, because sometimes hunger is triggered by dehydration. I discovered this little trick on accident once, and I've told this story many times. I was on my way to meet a bunch of friends for dinner a couple years ago, and the dinner was a little later than my eating schedule allowed. And so I absolutely could not wait until the 7 o'clock dinner. So I ended up having a snack at about 5:30. And I remember being angry at myself because the snack was, 300 calories. I think I had a cup of Greek yogurt with some peanut butter. And I purposely had this snack because it's one of the snacks that I have. It's high in protein and high in healthy fat. And I was satisfied, but again, angry that I had eaten these calories before going out to dinner. Well, by the time we went to dinner and sat down and ordered and the first appetizer came, it had to have been 8 o'clock. So by now it had been an additional 3 hours since I had the yogurt snack, which technically is enough time in between meals. But that protein that I had and that healthy fat had absorbed into my digestive system, and I was not hungry. Those hunger hormones did not release like everybody else at the table who had starved themselves. And so when the appetizers came and there was a large group of us, we had this huge appetizer spread at the table, everybody dived in. And I did not. I picked a couple that I wanted to have and I enjoyed them. I savored them. I tasted them. Where I know normally I would not have tasted anything. I would have just filled my plate to capacity and probably not even enjoyed the flavor. So don't arrive hungry. Have a snack. Have a binge blocker. That's what I call them. They block the binge. All right. So always offer to bring a healthy dish. This way, you know, you're covered. There's no way that you will be deprived of something to eat if you bring something. Even if the hostess says they don't need anything, they will certainly appreciate your help. And always bring a salad, bring something that you like, and share it with everybody. And if nobody wants any, well then score for you. At least you have something to eat. And have that be the very first thing that you taste as well, because you know that is healthy, and you know that is something that is not going to put you over the top with calories, and it's something that you trust, and it's something that you know you'll enjoy. All right, so my next three are about your plate. So choose your plate wisely. Don't pick a large plate. Divide your plate appropriately. And think about your portion size. So these three I'm going to kind of put together. When we are at a party, especially a buffet type of situation, like a barbecue, certainly around the 4th of July, we're going to probably have that type of setup. You most likely are going to be looking at some large plates. And certainly if that's the only thing you have, go ahead and grab it. But the first thing you need to know is you don't need to fill the plate. We're infamous for doing that. No matter what the plate size, you are going to fill it. So divide your plate appropriately. The very first thing you want to put on your plate are the vegetables. First things, veggies. The second, and that should be about half of your plate. The next thing you want to put on your plate is your protein. And that should be about a quarter of the plate. And then the last thing that should remain is your starches. So your potatoes, your grains, your breads. If you don't go in this order, I guarantee you that you are going to put too much starch and too much protein on your plate. So let me give you an example. You're hungry. You've been waiting for the hostess to say it's time to eat. You walk up to this buffet. And the first thing you go to are the macaroni salads and the pasta salads and the potato salads. And those are typical 4th of July goodies. Obviously, you're going to fill more than a quarter of your plate just by the presentation of those things. So fill your plate with vegetables first, because you're not going to have much room left for the potatoes and the grains. And you shouldn't have more than half a cup to a cup of those portions anyways. I discovered this little trick one year at Thanksgiving when I was making a plate for myself and making a plate for my daughter, who was 8 at the time. I made my plate, filled it up with my salad and loaded, got a little turkey. And then when it came down to the sweet potatoes, I didn't have much room left for the sweet potatoes, but it was actually just enough space for sweet potatoes. And I thought, oh, wow, this is brilliant. I want more sweet potatoes, but I don't actually have room for them. But this is a great way to portion. Then I made her plate. And of course, she wanted, you know, the mac and cheese and the stuffing and the all the good stuff. And so I made her plate. And at the end, she says, Mom, I want salad too. And there was literally no room left at all for the salad. So the light bulb went on and I thought, oh, okay, fill your plate with the veggies first, because that's going to bring awareness to you and what your portions should be for those starches and for those carbs. Carbs are not bad. They're allowed in your diet. What isn't allowed is overconsumption of carbs. So keep it to a half a cup to a cup, and you will do just fine. All right. Slow down the way you eat. We're not in a rush. We are getting together with friends. We're socializing. Did you know that it takes 20 minutes for your brain to register that your stomach's full? So if you're eating your meal faster than 20 minutes, which most of us do, you're overeating, because you are going to keep filling your plate. Your brain has not sent messages to your stomach and to you that you're full yet. You don't feel that sensation for 20 minutes. So research has shown that those that slow down their eating and take longer than 20 minutes to eat not only enjoy their food more, but they reduce their intake by 30%. I'm a slow eater. I didn't always used to be, but I eat like a foodie now. I guess I am a foodie, but I eat like a foodie. I have a love and appreciation for my food. And especially if I'm at a party and I'm about to eat something that I normally don't get. And certainly if it's a get together, a holiday, and certainly the winter holidays, especially, you know, you only get these traditional things once a year. It's going to be something that you're only going to get once a year. It might be something that's not on your meal plan. And you're not going to get a lot of it. Eat it slow. A foodie will take care of their food. They will taste the flavor. Your tongue is composed of all of these taste buds that will actually savor and taste the multitude of flavors when you eat it slowly. If you are piling food on your plate and it is just laying on top of one another, you're not going to taste the flavors and get as much out of it. All right, so next one. Step away from the buffet. This is no surprise to anybody, but if you're sitting where the food is, you are going to be more enticed by it. So if you are near the food, get away from it. If you're the one having the party, set the food in another room. If you want to have the food on the table, be aware that you are going to pick at it. People eat 40% more when they are socializing at a party and the food is left on the table. And I know that for a fact. I was intrigued for years and years and years as to why I overate every time we went to my mom's. And she's an amazing cook. And we get together. She cooks for like 50 people when there's only like 13 of us that show up. And we get together, a big long table. She leaves the food on the table. And without realizing it, we all pick and we grab more. And even though we're full, we keep eating. You're looking at it. Of course you are. You're going to be tempted. So when it's not there, you're not going to grab it. You need to be aware of it. We do mindless things also. There's been studies done at restaurants where the wait staff has been asked to take plates away when people are eating appetizers. And then they'll do the same exact study where the wait staff will leave plates of debris and bones, perhaps of chicken wings, there on the table where the patrons can see what they've eaten. People eat less. In fact, 38% less when they see what they've eaten. So don't be tricked and don't be fooled that just because you don't actually measure it or log it, it still counts. All right. My next big trick or hack is watch the alcohol. Like I said earlier, alcohol will add up in calories. It is not only a temptation at holiday parties and get-togethers, but it is a huge way of getting your calories in liquid form. And these could add up really, really quick. You get to a party, social get-together, first thing, host says, what would you like to drink? That right out of the gate is going to be calories. So keep track of the amount that you're drinking. And the type of glass you use matters too. Research has shown that when you are reaching for a short, wide glass, you pour 30% more. So instead, opt for a tall, skinny glass. So here's a little reference guide for you. One glass of wine, and again, this is a 5-ounce glass. I went out to dinner the other night, and I was given two options, a 5-ounce or a 9-ounce. 5-ounce is pretty small, and a typical wine bottle has 20 ounces. So a 5-ounce pour is really not that much. Is 125 calories. One can of beer is about 154, depending on the type of beer. One shot of hard alcohol, which is usually, which is 1.5 fluid ounces, is usually approximately 96 calories. So concentrate on socializing, making new friends, and having fun. Think about what you're celebrating and not just the great food. Better yet, be a rock star and volunteer to bring something. Help the host wash dishes to keep your mind off the food table. So often, and I really believe that this is the biggest cause of derailment when it comes to holiday parties, people make the excuse and they go into the weekend or into the holiday weekend feeling that they should get the reward because they've had a really good eating week or they've been working so hard on their diet. Don't feel that you have to reward yourself with food at a party. This party itself is a reward. Socializing is a reward. Getting together with friends and certainly now after being quarantined, just getting together and being out is a reward in itself. And be very aware of the things that you put on your plate. Look for things and dishes that you should not reach for. Creamy dishes, dishes that contain, mayonnaise and cheese, cream cheeses, those are going to add up. Look for things that are lower in sodium. Sometimes it's not so much the calories that you're taking in, but oftentimes at a party, the pre-dinner munchies, appetizers, are so high in sodium that you might feel the repercussions of that the next day because of the water retention that might show up on the scale. If you're making a dish, always substitute applesauce for oil or margarine. If you're making a sweet treat, you could do this with muffins or quick breads and banana breads or even brownies. Swap out ingredients to see how you can drive down the calories. And remember, the portions is what is more important than the what you're eating. For dips and sauces, try using lower fat yogurt in place of sour creams and mayonnaise. I've made many times delicious chicken salads. Instead of using mayonnaise and sour cream, I've used Greek yogurt. Comes out great. Practice this out. A lot of times it's more of a texture thing than it is a taste thing. But once you master it, you can have some of your favorite dishes. Potato salad, fan favorite. I've seen it made with cauliflower. I've seen it even made with low-fat mayonnaise and mixed with yogurt. So for example, instead of making it all mayonnaise, mix it half and half. There's lots and lots and lots of little tricks that you can do. And then finally, when you are portioning things out, make sure that you create these portions small. If you're making brownies and you're putting the portions or you're putting the recipe in Fitness Pal, for example, an app that creates recipes and tells you how much. If you got the recipe offline and it says 8 servings, you could actually make it smaller and make it into 12 servings so that you can get the flavor of something without having the large quantity of something. So savor these foods that you truly enjoy and pass up the ones that you really don't. At parties, sometimes I see, and I've seen this happen often, people eat things just because it's there. Don't eat it because it's there. Don't eat it because you feel that the host or hostess will be offended. No one is going to think lower of you if you tell them that you are eating healthy. And if it's something you really want, have it. But portion it out. So don't leave your house on an empty stomach. Make sure you hydrate with water, of course. Make sure you bring a healthy dish to pass. Everyone would be inspired to know that you are not only being healthier, you're being a role model, and you're displaying something that you can eat and that others can eat as well. Think about your plate and the way you divide it. Think about what you put on your plate first and the portion size. Step away from the buffet. Slow down the way you eat. Be a foodie. Arrange the plate. Make it look pretty and savor every single bite. Watch that alcohol, and if you do have it, enjoy it, portion it out. Drink it slow and be wise, be mindful, and most importantly, whatever you do, have an enjoyable time, keep track of what you eat, and you will not go over on your calories, and you will not notice a big spike on the scale. Bottom line, you go into a holiday with the mindset that you will do great. You will leave that party with success, and the scale will be good to you the next day. So I hope you guys enjoyed, and I hope you guys have a safe and healthy holiday. Have a great day. I'm talking here and now, let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done, it's about